Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazine's Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Fitness, Wellness. Got a great return couple of guests. We're staying local this week. Steve Thurston, he's the program director, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Woodridge, which has been my club for decades. He's returning along with Mike McAleese. He's the owner of Somar School of Massage and Reflexology in Downers Grove, Illinois. He's been a massage therapist, personal trainer, long time. Then the sports doctor's in with some emails. Steve Thurston, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Doc, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Great. Give us some background, again, as the program director, give us some background on you and Edwards.
Sure. So Edward Elmer's Health and Fitness is a hospital-owned, full-service health and wellness center. We have two facilities, one in Naperville and one in Woodridge. I'm standing in our Woodridge Club right now, dealing with the constant change and challenges of operating a fitness center in the post-COVID world. We've been around for going on 30 years now. First club opened in 87 in Naperville. We had our second club open in 1997. So we've been doing it for years, and much like the whole fitness industry, we never really had to endure a global-wide pandemic. So it's been quite a challenging year.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I was in on some of those meetings in 1987 with Bob Guidus and my other fitness colleagues trying to sell the hospitals that fitness was a great business. You know, back then, it was health and wellness was the people's dreams, and of course, Edwards has really become one of the great facilities. You guys have always had tremendous programs, and we're going to ask about some examples. So yes, the pandemic, which has really, really blown a lot of everybody out of the water in so many different ways. I remember early on when you first were coming back, you talked a little bit about how ironic that fitness and health was such an important part of doing the best we could to prevent virus, you know, as far as our own immune system, yet the clubs were shut down. I remember you talking about that. So it's been a lot of optimism now, right, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Just reading through some summary reports in the last year from our medical director of infection control, Dr. Pinsky, and, you know, it was March 17, 2020, St. Patty's Day. They shut us down preemptively before any of the state mandates and other things came out, because what we were seeing is a wicked virus that no one knew at that point how it was going to hit the general population. And we put our members and our membership and program participants, their health and safety is first and foremost. So closing us down was absolutely the right call in the moment. And getting us back open as soon as we possibly could when we thought we had an all clear and a solid plan of attack was also the way to go. And we did that July 6, 2020. And we've kept the club operational. We haven't had to shut down. We've had some rollbacks here and there in terms of class sizes and social distancing or physical distancing, if you will, and just different protocols. But that's part of the challenge is staying on top of it, using our resources as part of a very solid healthcare system and putting that into practice in real time. And we've done, I think, a great job doing that, and we're happy to see our membership coming back.
Yes, you know, Stephen, it always helped right from the outset all those years ago when it was a hospital-based fitness center. People's confidence took a big leap in knowing that there was all sorts of certified people and great expertise involved. from A to Z, whether it was great athletes on the left, youth sports in the middle, or seniors and people who were rehabbing, that you were catering really to all of them. It's been interesting to watch over the last few years how Edwards Health and Fitness, Steve, has started to really big time include all the mind-body, you know, connection in the world of fitness. I mean, that's grown dramatically, hasn't it?
Definitely a sector that we've embraced and run with. It's definitely grown. And it's, you know, being mindful of the total you, if you will, is definitely a part of the health and wellness journey that we're all on, and that's what we're all about. So be it
yoga, new medicine,
or meditation, Stephen.
Yes. And these are things that now, you know, I call it the mental game that I've talked about for decades on the Sports Doctor. Again, whether you are the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of a hotshot athlete, whether you're the athlete themselves or their coaches, the mental game, coming back from injury, the chaos that we've seen in the past year with youth sports being closed down and nobody knew if there was going to be a season and all of these other crazy things, you know, tremendous emphasis. So years ago, where it was kind of flipped aside, there's such emphasis, again, on what every guest I've had on, Steven, from all over the world, whatever their expertise, was the mental health challenge of what this year has brought us. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, what the topics were, who the guests were, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of things that I've written over the year and participated in. A lot of exciting stuff from the world of concussions to what's the best shoe for you to one of my hottest articles forever, which is women in high heels, you know, accepting the challenge. Got a lot of action education on both LinkedIn and Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. A lot of great information that we share on those platforms. We're talking with Steve Thurston, program director, Edwards Health and Fitness, Edwards Elmhurst. You know, eventually I include that title. How long have they been connected, Steve?
Yeah, we merged with the Elmhurst Hospital System, Elmhurst Memorial, in 2014, so going on 7 years now.
Wow. Absolutely. Two great, you know, organizations. My friend, she's been on the show, Pam Davis, who is the CEO of Edwards Hospital for years. You know, 2 months ago, we had Mayor Steve on, Chirico, and again talked about, you know, Naperville's tremendous emphasis on health and wellness of people. And again, the understanding, ironically, that the new medicine is number one, eat smarter, and then number two, keep moving. And it's great that the club has been back. What are some of the examples, Steve? First of all, give me the email people could find out about the facilities and all their programs.
Sure. So they can navigate on the web, www.eehealth.org, and navigate over to the Fitness Center page for information about the health system is www.eehealth.org. And then there's a sub tab that they can navigate over to the Health and Fitness Center page and get a little bit of everything we're all about, from pictures of our club to programs we offer to benefits of Parkinson's programming, to MS, to therapy pools, all the different amenities and offerings that we have, being general health and fitness as well as medically based.
You know, it's interesting, Steven, when you first opened in Woodridge, you had one of the greatest children's facilities. It's still there. I know you guys are giving vaccinations there, but you were way ahead of the time when you included children's and youth fitness as part of the overall club. Are those programs also coming back?
They are starting to come back. We're looking at rebuilding once they got the kids back in schools. The general public was ready for bringing kids back into this environment, and obviously more important than ever is having kids moving. As a proud father of a 11 and 9 year old, understand the importance of movement and getting that energy out, finding a good path of fitness and movement for them to kind of have not just sport through the life cycle, but the importance of wellness and movement all the way through life. So we're setting the foundations early, and we do that here from children's swim lessons to we've got yoga classes that we offer and different types of movement classes, and we are looking to rebuild all those as we come out of the post-COVID world. Kind of funny how we're not funny, but everything's pre-COVID, post-COVID now. So here we are, the world we're living in.
No doubt about it. You know, shout out to your programs over the years. You know, we just celebrated, it was last year, the 10th anniversary that the young Naperville Evan Lysacek won the Olympic gold medal in figure skating. And he practiced so much, as did some of his teammates, right across the way from you at Seven Bridges Ice Arena. And we used to have those kids training with you guys in a great off-ice strengthening program. I can't believe it's been 10, 11 years. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates for 10-year-old Steve. Like, I got right. Some great hot shots coming on. What are some of the popular programs at Edwards?
In terms of our adult programming, you know, we've got our general fitness classes from studio cycle to yoga to muscle pump class, general cardio and strengthening class, all the way down to our aquatics offerings for adults, seniors with arthritis. We've got MS programming that we offer. We've got classes that abound for people with Parkinson's. The Parkinson's cycle class that we offer is based on science that proves.
Tell the people in the Parkinson's class to pay big attention to the sand dune stepper that you still probably have in a corner somewhere. I can't tell you, Steve, what's gone on. If you go to Instagram, you see what's going on around the world with the sand dune stepper. So that started as a piece of equipment to help balance challenge like Parkinson's and other kinds of problems. You were one of the first clubs that I got them to share, you know, with you guys. You know, it's an interesting, I just wrote an article on pickleball for Lower Extremity Review magazine called The Challenges of Pickleball. And I've told on the show before the story that some old patients of mine, great tennis players from the North Shore, Chicago area, had come in. We were reviewing their orthotics concerns, and she said, you know, I'm playing a lot of pickleball. It's like 7-8 years ago. And I said, how do you spell that? What is that? You know, a wiffle ball and some paddles from ping pong. But, you know, pickleball has become a big deal, and you guys have had it at the club. How long? How's it going over there? Is that coming back?
Yeah, it's definitely coming back. One thing with pickleball, a lot of park districts and outdoor rec spaces have embraced it as well. It is the fastest growing rec sport in America, and it's a great overall workout. It's not as intense as tennis, but it's still very intense.
That's the point of the article. Who you're playing against, that's the other thing.
You can pair yourself up with someone of your level and get a great workout and put yourself at less of a risk for an injury that might occur on a tennis court, for example, when you're trying to cover that much more ground. So for those who don't know, it's about the half of a standard-sized basketball court is a full pickleball court, and they volley back and forth, and you can play singles or doubles. And the sport was really great, and all through COVID, people played outside. That was one of the things they were able to do and stay in shape. And then once the weather broke, they wanted to come back in, and once we were able to offer it with the restrictions that were put upon us, we were opened it up, and once we deemed it was safe, we offered it back, and yeah, it's still growing, so.
It's amazing. It's a big-time senior participatory sport, and one of the big points of my article was to work with a trainer at your club before you think you're cocky enough to start playing pickleball. It is physical. It's changing direction. It's moving quickly, and sometimes we'll see people who have had joint problems, et cetera, in the past. But on the other end, it's become very, very competitive with some really, really, it's sort of like a wiffle ball with a couple of paddles, like you said, on half the size of a basketball court. And, you know, that surface is a great, your wooden surface is a great, safe surface for people who are, moving and grooving. And the you still have now, you have a clean facility. There's a lot of attention, like you told me, to all of those things. You know, people checking in, And how long have you done vaccinations there, Steve?
So towards the end of January, when the vaccine became eligible, when people became eligible for the vaccine in Illinois, we opened up and we had product to offer. We opened up a vaccination clinic on our children's services side, and we ran that for the last 4 months, 7 days a week, and we've done over 30,000 vaccinations. So the space wasn't being used because of statewide restrictions, and we had the ability to staff it and put needles in people's arms, so we ran with it, and that's what we did.
Yes, very commendable. Absolutely. Congratulations on that. It was very, very smoothly done. And, of course, especially in the beginning, it was so helpful for facilities like Edwards to be involved and participate in that whole scenario. You know, it's interesting. At the health club, we would do monthly foot screenings there. How long have you been there, Steve?
10 years.
Almost twice the time with you, Stephen, would be very, very helpful. We would have those foot screenings, take a look at somebody for 10 or 15 minutes, talk to them about their problems. We've seen everybody in those screenings, Steve, from some of the top athletes in the area to some of our super grandmas and grandpas, you know?
Absolutely. Done a great job serving the population, and we're thankful for that.
Yes, you know, and I'm very optimistic. You know, I've been back a couple of months. I missed the year at the club like so many other people did. And it's a habit that a lot of people really, really need to pay big attention. There really isn't much better things you could do than to include getting back into action. You know, even mentally, it's very hard to be aggravated and upset when you're doing exercise. Right, Steve? It's almost impossible if you're doing some movement. Usually it's a positive generator of attitude.
Absolutely. There's an endorphin release post-exercise, and it carries on several hours after you do have that bout. Studies abound that say post-workout you feel better. You have
Steven, give me the website again. We're just about out. Give me the website quickly again for your program.
www.eehealth.org, and then navigate over to the Health and Fitness Centers.
Steve Thorsten, Program Director. We will have you back as we watch the progress of the clubs really, really coming back, taking care of everybody who benefits. It's a sports doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hold on, Steve. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Mike McAleese back. Michael is the owner of Somar School of Massage and Reflexology in Downers Grove, Illinois. He is a longtime massage therapist, personal trainer, welcome back, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bob. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from you.
Great. Michael and I initially met, gosh, a couple of decades ago. We were both floating around the ice rink, around Lysacek Way when he was a kid, and doing some screening for some of the kids and some of the coaches. Mike, give us some background on you and the school.
Well, I have been a massage therapist for just about 30 years now. We've had the massage school as a state board of higher education school for about 25 years now. So we've graduated quite a few hundred massage therapists.
You know, it's interesting, Michael, the importance of the inclusion of massage in good health, the importance of the inclusion of massage in soft tissue for stress reduction. You know, and I go way back to my superstar colleague, sports therapist Bob Guida in the late 70s, and he was always a huge soft tissue fan for recovery. I don't know if medicine took it as seriously, but boy, they sure do now, don't they?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more research now than what massage does. So it's the medical community starting to take a look at us a little bit more on the serious side.
And it's interesting because the chiropractic community, as long as I know them, included massage therapy over the decades. General medicine, very, very rarely. I always found that very, very interesting, you know, the idea of hands-on type of therapy as compared to the good old American, you know, give you a pill, give you an injection or surgery, you know, that kind of a situation. So the value of massage, I know there's a lot of different types of massage. What are some of the popular types of massage and just a little bit about them that you found so beneficial?
Well, the umbrella term for all the massages is called Swedish. And then you have deep pressure or deep tissue massage. There's Russian massage. So there's a lot of breakdowns or different massage techniques. It's all massage. How can I put it? It's like deep pressure massage is what the general public wants, and that helps with recovery, especially for athletes. Deep tissue massage is really not a massage. It's more of a sales pitch than anything. Swedish massage, for the general public, they think it's more of just an easy, you go to the spa type of pampering. But it's really an umbrella term for all the massages across the country and across the world.
You know, my kids grew up in Glen Ellen, and the Glen Ellen, the Runners Club and whatever. And I remember you guys were on the running trail, whatever, and have taken part in the running community for how long?
We've been massaging long run massages with the Glen Ellen Runners for, it's going on about 25 years now. And then we go with them to the Chicago Marathon as well. So we normally start now with COVID. Things changed last year, but now that things are starting to look a little bit different, we will be back out on the Prairie Path starting Sunday after Father's Day. And we'll follow them through all the way up to the Chicago Marathon. COVID made a lot of changes last year.
Yes, I can imagine. How did the school deal? What was that challenge like? Still, of course, is. But what was the challenge like for the school over this past year?
Well, the biggest challenge is I had and my other instructors had to learn how to teach differently via Zoom or GoToMeeting. We are pretty much Zoom. And the challenge was learning how to do that and how to really extend the class time out. Normally our classes, let's say, for example, our day class goes from 10 to 2, but with Zoom lectures, we've had to learn how to lecture longer. But the students have been starting to come back into the classroom now since last June when the governor opened it up a little bit, and they're starting to come back into the classroom. So the main challenge that we had was learning a new style of teaching, especially when it came down to teaching the techniques. We really asked the students if they had anybody at home, make sure they are practicing. And with the Zoom, they were able to get the recording via the email, our email to them. So they were able to practice, but now they're coming back in, and when things are starting to pick up a little bit more, and so that, like you said, that was really the biggest challenge. We didn't stop at all.
Yeah, so our first guest, Steve Thurston, who said to say hello to you, as well as Denise Provenzano from Zano Salons. And, you know, Steve was talking about maybe they got 50% of the fitness club world kind of starting to come back, and that whole challenge of, you know, staying alive during the time it was so intense, and now trying to go with the flow of gradually things opening up. Because, again, one of the concerns was how can anybody touch anybody in this concern? So within that whole scenario of massage. And
teaching, like everything else, Michael,
how to become, like you said, virtual in that scenario. What's the website of the school they could find out about the school and the program?
It's www.somar, that's SOHMAR.com.
And the addition of reflexology, and you've always found that to be, you know, fascinating, of course, being a podiatry and the feet, and we found that for the most part, the podiatric profession had very little knowledge, really, about the whole world. Tell us about reflexology as far as its heritage and its uses.
Sure. Reflexology has been in America, in the United States, since the beginning of actually World War One. That's when it was introduced to the veterans coming back from overseas. We know it now as post-traumatic stress, but they called it shell-shocked veterans at the time. And Eunice Ingram was, they call her the mother of reflexology. She was, the United States government asked her to work on these veterans, and they saw that reflexology, really, the bottom line was helping them to relax, to calm down, and it really made a totally big difference with them all, because we work so close to the central nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Just by, you know, pressing on the acupressure points or the reflex points on the feet, on the plantar side, the dorsal side, middle and the lateral side, each of those points correspond to different organs and systems of the body. This is the theory of reflexology. But the bottom line is more for relaxation and stress relief. This is what a lot of the science and a lot of research is really now showing what reflexology is all about.
Yeah, I think that's a very valuable point, which is because the some of the ideas, well, specific organs and all of these things, I always found was very challenging to get people to even pay attention to that relationship. But when you're talking about reducing stress and relaxation because of some of these nerve areas, and it's such a gigantic concern today, the whole idea of stress. You know, I'm a sports doctor for decades. We talk about what I call, quote unquote, the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you are coming off an injury, whether you are the parents of a great athlete, whether you're a coach, whether you're the athlete themselves, the mental game, big deal. Getting people to stick with their exercise program, somebody came, why can't I stay on this diet, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole connection to the mental side of things, which has become such a big deal, I'm excited to hear that reflexology is a great tool involving that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of research over the years, and it's really it's coming to the forefront with stress management. Massage, too, is also the science behind it is a lot about stress management, just to help with the breathing strategies and the overall general health of the person, because we know what stress does to the body. So if we can help the person just to, you know, take their breath and just relax them, things change.
How often do you find it therapeutic where somebody might say, I would always tell patients, well, you know, you go a couple of times a month, every other week is incredibly valuable. If someone's active, we might be talking once a week. How do you see the kinds of frequencies that you recommend, whether it's these runners who are trying to recover, or how do you see the consistency?
Well, I see the consistency. I would normally ask people, you know, depending on where they're at with their training or their recovery, maybe every other week or even just once a month. Again, it's going to depend on where they're at with their training. The consistency, if they can just stay consistent, that's a good thing. But it's a,
right.
You know,
well, like, you know, but you're talking about, again, having a therapeutic effect where people are feeling better. Again, you know, the one of the newest big sciences, quote unquote, is recovery. This is such a big topic. Some of it's nutrition, a lot of it's mental, proper rest, et cetera. And as long as I knew Bob Guida, he found, I don't care whether it was John McEnroe or Walter Payton or Jim McMahon or whoever it was in the endless array of athletes that he would be dealing with. I was just hanging around there as his podiatrist, you know? But he would talk so much about deep soft tissue and, you know, vibrational. Of course, he found that, you know, it was so physical. If you're a massage therapist, you're an athlete sort of, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I teach my students.
It's work.
Yeah. It's definitely work. And, you know, body mechanics that you have to, you know, even like a runner or a weightlifter, you really have to pay attention to where you're standing, the way you're moving your body through some of the strokes, the thoracolumbar rotation with the strokes as well. So you have to think like an athlete. Proper body mechanics is always key.
Yeah, I want to talk more about it in the youth area. We're talking with Mike McAleese, massage therapist, Somar School of Massage and Reflexology. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back with Mike. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Mike McAleese, longtime massage therapist, reflexologist. He is the owner of Somar School of Massage and Reflexology that's been around, gosh, almost 25 years. We were talking about the values of massage. Michael, I wanted to ask you, it's when I first met you, for example, I was talking about Evan Lysacek, the superstar gold medal figure skater. We were including massage therapy with some of these kids very early in adolescence. you know, who were playing sports seriously. What are your thoughts for the value of massage with youth sports and adolescents?
Part of their training in any of the sports. If the parents are willing to bring the kids in, I mean, then they've done their child justice with soft tissue.
I agree with you wholeheartedly when we're talking about the value, again, of recovery. You know, I have a little 10-year-old figure skater sitting in the office yesterday. She skates 4 hours a day. She's already doing double jumps. I was seeing her 2 weeks after we put orthotics in her skates so she could tell me how much she loves them and how our balance and stability, which is what we make such a big deal about. But her schedule, off ice, skating every day, and this is many times again when we would look, and all that changes is the uniform. If she's a young traveling soccer player or a tennis player, then we again would tell mom and dad often to look to include a massage therapy on their team as a tremendous weapon. Again, even if it's the once a month or every 10 weeks or something like that, what kind of ages would you think, again, if we're talking even junior high school and the kids are on a team, do you find that that's included in your world?
Matter of fact, yeah. I've had quite a few young kids in my office for soft tissue work, especially soccer players with, you know, doing the headers, and there's a lot of pain with the neck, and we kind of know that's going to be a concussion. But if the parents, as long as the parents, you know, we sit down, we have a nice conversation about when they should bring their child in, and it's about every other week to once a month, depending on their training. Now, a lot of coaches are very upset about that, but I think the parents that I've been working with, they're pretty much pro their kid, and they want their child to
achieve. Oh, absolutely.
Achieve.
And I think today, Michael, there are far fewer coaches who have any resistance to intelligent soft tissue, and whether it's personal training and some of these other aspects. I think more and more we're getting the understanding. You're an educator all these years, but, you know, again, with coaches or parents, understanding that this is very, very helpful. You don't need something wrong. This is many times we're talking the same thing with foot mechanics and getting these kinds of evaluations. You know, does the kid have high arches? Do they have flat feet? Are they bow-legged? Can they balance on one foot? So sometimes we see, regardless of what the sport is doing, especially if they're doing something every day, 4 or 5 days a week, and we try to talk about paying attention to being proactively preventative, and soft tissue and massage, I think, makes a lot of sense. How many students do you have at the school, Mike, in a normal course of learning?
Before COVID, we have about 15 in the program right now for the massage program.
How long are each of the programs? If someone says, you know, I want to become a massage therapist, and how long is the curriculum or program for massage therapy to become licensed?
Our program is a very part-time program, so I tell folks, you don't have to quit your full-time job just to come to school.
That's a great point. You know, that's a great point to be able to have that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're 44 weeks, our program. We're 3 days a week, Mondays, Thursdays, and all day on Saturday. You know, we're intentional about what we're teaching, and we get to the point. There's no prerequisites or anything like that.
How about reflexology? How long is a period of learning is that?
Reflexology program, the basic one, is 10 weeks. And then I've added on some advanced reflexology, dealing with oncology clients and sports injuries from the knee down. So that's if they take all three of those, that's about 16 weeks.
Then how do you like these retail type massage envy and some of these other groups? Do you find that the competence is as good there as, let's say, in someone in a doctor's office, a spa, or does it really depend on the individual therapist?
If the massage therapist that's working at one of those Massage Envy or Hand in Stone, if the massage therapist is good, they know what they're doing, it doesn't matter where they work. I mean, they'll be just as good as somebody working in a doctor's office or with a physical therapist, as long as they know and they're intentional about what they're doing and they understand what they're doing, not just to give the rub, but to help the person to move better, to breathe better, and to feel better.
Now, we've also seen the insurance world, I think, has started to pay attention to covering a massage when it's recommended by their doctor. So is that happening?
No.
Or is that a fantasy?
Oh. I'm going to be very honest with you. For an individual massage therapist to get the insurance companies to take a look at us, to let us do what we need to do, they don't want to have anything to do with just the standalone massage therapist. They kind of only want, if you're working with the physical therapist or you're working with the chiropractor, even if, like,
yeah,
with you,
a
massage therapist working with you, you would get the insurance from, they would get paid by the insurance company.
Yeah, I think that's, sometimes it's a more of a demon than it is, because the insurance world is such an absolute pain in the ass, from A to Z, yet. I think, like physical therapy took Semi forever, because I think that makes a lot of sense. It's an essential service. And, but sometimes getting involved in that area is a hassle. You know, I kind of equate it to personal training, which is personal training people pay for, and massage therapy they almost always do also. And again, the chiropractic profession over the decades has always included massage therapy. I don't know, how far does that go back?
Probably around, I want to say, 1950s, I would say.
Really?
50s and 60s, yeah. It doesn't go that far back.
You know, it's interesting. I give my friends, we probably had 100 chiropractors on the show over the past 30-something years, but when it came to the value of nutrition, when it came to the value of exercise, and when it came to the value of hands-on, they set a lot of trends. They really, really set a lot of very, very positive trends. And again, including massage therapy in their routine overall medical practice, I always thought was a big step up, to be included. You know, I'm sure that whether it's the senior population, the youth population, we're wrapping it up with Mike McAleese. He's the owner of Somar Massage Reflexology School. Michael, give us the website quickly again, please.
Sure. It's www.somar.com, and the phone number is 630-968-7827.
Fab. Again, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctor's Insight. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And the Sports Doctor's In segment, it's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, Dr. Bob Weil. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you zip over to radio shows, you can go back years. So many great guests, so many great topics. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read years' worth of articles I wrote for some of our local newspapers. A lot of exciting stuff we published with Podiatry Management Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. I'm very excited about the new MVP Parent Magazine, where I have a quarterly The Sports Doctors In column. And again, we're excited about the guests we continue to get, whether it's from LinkedIn, whether it's from Twitter. Thousands of followers. Lots of great information, especially on Twitter. We're always publishing great information, informative content, besides some of the radio shows. Again, we're all excited. The following week of the live show, we're on that fantastic network across the pond, UK Radio Health, and we're excited to be part of that scenario. And upcoming shows, as we always talk about, are one great one after another. We're going to stay local again with some great return guests next week. Joe Bresingham is one of the regional directors of Athletico, one of our country's leading physical therapy groups. He and I go back, gosh, a decade and a half. He was at the party we had for Dancing with the Stars when we were celebrating Evan Lysacek's 2010 Olympic gold medal. We're excited about him coming on. And then one of his colleagues at the time, Jimmy Spinelli, was the athletic trainer who was at Sports Performance Volleyball representing Athletico. So I got these two guys together. Jimmy's now head athletic trainer for one of the top soccer clubs down in Florida. So we're excited about that. There's going to be a replay, which will surprise everybody, on the 19th of May. Following week, one of the top coaches in the world of figure skating, the creator of some of those harnesses for spinning, the vestibular services, disabilities training as well with that. And then Kirk Mango comes back, NCAA gymnastics champion once upon a time, is the author of that great book, Becoming a True Champion. Both his girls became Division I athletes, one of whom was a longtime patient of mine, Lindsay Mango, World of Volleyball. We have a couple of emails, let's see, that we didn't get to last week. You talk a lot about the new medicine, eating smarter and keep moving, Steve says. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? I know it's a cliche. There's so much information in the world of nutrition. We feature some of these tremendous experts all the time. Katie Davis participated in my book, hashtag A Sports Parent. She's one of the top youth sports nutritionists. Jill Lane, who participates in MVP Parent Magazine. So the world of nutrition is huge. It's always changing, yet is it? Eating smarter really means paying attention to the basics and at least including something that you can properly stick with and keep moving means whatever the activity is, whether you go to the gym, whether you're a walker, whether you're doing exercise at home, whatever it is, keep moving is a major, major key. So that's what we're talking about. Lynn says, my 13-year-old, a young girl is a serious figure skater. She's been battling this sesamoiditis. I know you've talked about it in the past. The sesamoids are the two movable bones under the big toe. They are susceptible to stress. Because they're movable, sometimes they're difficult if they've been injured or aggravated. Stress fracture, tendonitis, inflammation around that area. You got to get into orthotics, and we do it very successfully
which can accommodate for those movable bones in the figure skates. You want to see podiatry and you want to talk to them, but you got to get a specific diagnosis, rule out stress fracture. Physical therapy sometimes can be included. And many times we will have a protective orthotic in their sneakers all the time and a secondary pair that's small enough, thin enough to work in the figure skates. Hey, you know, this is the second anniversary of the induction that I was honored to be part of in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, class of 2019. I cannot believe it's 2 years. It's kind of, again, right 1 year shorter than our anniversary of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And the reason I'm talking about the book is in that whole career with the National Fitness Hall of Fame and the attention to youth sports, preventing injuries, dealing with problems, enhancing performance, the role of the foot, youth sports has come back in a very big way. We talked about it on both segments of the show today, post-COVID, or at least post some changes. And it's a very, very big deal, both mentally and physically. Kids who have been so frustrated, so aggravated because their sports were canceled, are dealing with some of those stresses, trying to get ready soon enough. This has tipped over into the physical side, where we would be dealing with boy and girl athletes who maybe weren't really staying ready to play. They were all of a sudden then jumping into maybe the getting ready for competitive sports. So the preponderance of these overuse injuries, the terrible twos I talk about all the time, too much, too soon, too aggressive, has hit us. So we tell parents and coaches, go slow, as be intelligent regarding graduality, pay attention to feedback. Of course, this is important all the time anyway, from your young athletes who's hurting, who's having problems. Be a good listener. Because again, the reason that I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with the great Hall of Fame volleyballer and podcaster and author, Sharky Zartman, was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, already in a very, very big way. Traveling teams, competitive teams, younger and younger, more and more physical. I use the example, my little 10-year-old figure skater a couple of days ago skates 4 hours a day, 6 days a week, does off-ice training 3 days a week. You got to pay attention to the importance of rest, intelligent rest. So good luck to all the families and kids who are returning to sports. Pay attention, and let's try to prevent problems. And we wish success as we get more and more involved here, everybody. Let's stay safe. Let's stay smart. The Sports Doctor. We'll see you next week. Thank you.